Hey guys, it's your girl T Mill. How's everybody doing today? I wanted to ask you guys a question, and I want you to really think about it. Just really dig deep and really think about this question I'm about to ask you. So the question is, who taught you how to hate yourself? Like, really think about it. And this is something that goes with loving yourself again, and that self-care, it still goes hand in hand. So I want you to really think about it. Think about who taught you that. Just not like something, it's not something that just happened yesterday. It's not something that happened last week. These are deep-rooted things that have always been going on throughout our lives. So I just want you all to just take some time and actually think about where a lot of things stem from. And a lot of times, we don't want to sit there and think about where everything stemmed from and where it come from. But that's part of your healing. That's part of understanding why you may act the way you act, why you may talk the way you talk. Because those traits, again, you're passing down to the next generation. You're passing down to that next person. So it's really good to know where it comes from so you can cut it off. You can stop, you learn from that, and you go forth. So just think about who taught you how to not to like the way your skin looks, the way your eyes look, the way your hair looks. Like, something caused you to think about, I really don't like that. I really don't, you know, I don't like the fact that I'm this, you know. And it's okay, sometimes we do it by choice because we just want to be a different size. But hate is a strong word. And there are a lot of people that really do not like their own, like themselves. So they're constantly trying to find a way to alternate everything, but on the outside. But everything starts within yourself. So when you start really tapping into and understanding where a lot of things come from, you'll understand yourself a whole lot more. And you really start loving yourself more because you realize a lot of times, like, really? I really thought I weighed 500 pounds and I only weigh 145. Like, sis, bro, come on. Seriously? And you have some that feel as though they're really skinny. Oh, man, I'm so scrawny. I need to be bigger. I need to be, you know, and you don't even have to do that. So it's like, what is it that caused you to think that you're not good enough? And I'm not talking about because of health-wise, you need to, you know, lose weight or gain weight. Nothing like that. Just that deep-rooted, where you beat yourself up, something terrible. And just sit there and think about, where did it come from? Healing comes from you doing the actual work. So take this time to do that self-care and that self-love, because you love yourself enough to figure out where a lot of things come from, so you won't do it again, so you won't pass them traits on. Because, see, your kids are going to have to do the same exact thing. Your nieces and nephews, whoever is around you that's connected to you, that is looking up to you, those things can be passed on to them. They can pick up those same traits. And so you have to be careful and mindful of the things that you say about your own self. Because they'll start speaking upon their self. They'll feel as though they're not good enough. So, again, take this time, do your work, continue to love yourself, continue to care for yourself. Everything starts within you. So be blessed.